time now for Conversations with the Mayors. Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, four promises, and one purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Chapel Hill today, of course, Mayor Pam Heminger will not be joining us from now through Election Day, as she is in a contested race and it is campaign season. So we'll be joined by a number of different special guests throughout the next couple of months. First up is someone who is celebrating with Chapel Hill Transit, a major milestone. We've got Brian Litchfield in the studio, who heads up Chapel Hill Transit, which just marked its 45th anniversary of being in operation with an event last night at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Brian, thank you so much for being with us today.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the anniversary party last night. How'd it go?
Yeah, it was a great event. So we're happy to celebrate 45 years of service. Started August 1st of 1974. The service or the system started with the vision of, at the time, Mayor Howard Lee. Mm-hmm. So we were fortunate last evening that he, along with several other local elected officials, including the mayors of Chapel Hill and Carborough, the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, and Congressman Price joined us to help celebrate that evening. And again, it's amazing to look back on 45 years. They started a system at the time with 8 routes and 22 buses that they borrowed or purchased from Atlanta, and the system has now grown to over 31 routes and over 100 vehicles.
Yeah, what are some of the numbers in terms of ridership that people ought to know?
Yeah, so don't know what the ridership was back in 1974, so I can't, it's hard
it
to compare.
It was less, I'm sure.
It was
sure.
Less,
yeah.
Likely, so hard to compare to that, but our last year's ridership was around 6.9 million, so we're close to 7 million rides per year. Again, that that ridership is typically higher than what you see in places like Raleigh, Durham, places that are much larger than Chapel Hill. And again, we're fortunate to have a partnership with not only the university, but also the town of Carborough that helps provide the fare-free transit system to everybody in our area. And those entities have also made land use and other parking choices that have made transit a viable option as well.
What existed in terms of public transportation prior to 1974? Was there nothing? Was there something?
So there was the university ran some buses to a couple different areas of the town where students and folks live, but there was really no major public service that was available. 1971, 1972, Mayor at the time, Mayor Lee and others tried a transit system that worked for a few months, and then money ran out, and they weren't able to operate it. But other than that, there really was not much publicly available transit at the time.
Speaking with Brian Litchfield, Chapel Hill Transit, so communities all across the state and the country have public transit systems. What makes Chapel Hill Transit special?
Well, we're unique in that we're a fare-free system for the entire, you know, for anyone who wants to ride. And again, remind folks that when we talk fare-free, while it doesn't cost you anything to get on the bus, the service isn't necessarily free. It's still, there's still a cost to provide it, and our service is usually paid in advance. So the university, the town of Carborough, and the town of Chapel Hill contribute to make that happen. So anyone can hop on the bus, whether you have, $50 in your pocket or at Lint, you can hop on the bus and ride and get to where you need to go.
And it is kind of a cool collaboration between not just Chapel Hill and Carborough as two separate entities, but also the university as well. And we're going to have Matt Gladick from the Downtown Partnership in later on today. That's another really cool partnership between the towns and the university. But Chapel Hill Transit, I think, kind of stands above in terms of the impact that it has, not just on downtown, but on the whole community.
Yeah, well, again, it's a nice partnership that's been around since 1974. The town of Chapel Hill and the town of, and the university started the system. Carborough joined the system in 1977, 1978, and the three have been working together since that time. Most recently, over the last couple years, Orange County, with funding through the Orange County Transit Plan and the half-cent sales tax that was implemented, has also become an important partner and stakeholder in the system as well, too. So that partnership has grown over time.
So again, speaking with Brian Litchfield, Chapel Hill Transit, we've been talking about the history. What's happening for Chapel Hill Transit now that people ought to know about, and what's on tap for the future?
So coming up, we have a short-range transit plan that we've been working on for it seems like a couple of years now. We've had several rounds of community engagement and involvement, and we have a preferred alternative that we unveiled before folks went away for the summer break. So we'll bring that back out this fall for a couple rounds of community engagement to talk with folks about that. That short-range plan calls for things like Sunday service, something that we don't currently have and probably haven't had since sometime in the 80s, and some other investments in service improvements that would improve frequency in specific in corridors throughout Chapel Hill and Carrboro. So again, folks can be on the lookout for some more community engagement around the short-range transit plan, and we hope to be able to present that to the Chapel Hill Town Council sometime this fall. The other exciting project that we have going on is our North-South Bus Rapid Transit Project.
I like how you started with the acronym, and you're like, nope, the whole thing.
I forget. Yeah. Sometimes I forget that I say BRT, and folks are like, what are you talking about? So when we mention BRT, that stands for Bus Rapid Transit. So that's a
the
project.
The NPO does a great job putting that together.
That's a project we've been working on for some time. That's something that's been envisioned in the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard corridor for many, many years. And over the last several years, we've done the feasibility studies. We've done all of that work. We're at the point now where we're moving into finishing up the 30% design and doing the environmental work. So we also submitted a request to the Federal Transit Administration at the end of August for a rating. And what that means is they'll evaluate a number of factors and tell us how we look and what our chances are for looking for federal funding. So we're really excited about that moving forward. And that'd be something, too, that probably in October, November, we'd see some more, either some work sessions with council or some other community engagement opportunities for that project as well.
And assuming everything goes according to plan with that project, when would we start to see the buses running for it?
Well, according to plan, that's a tough one. As a result, a big part of that project requires funding not only at the federal level but also at the state level. Mm-hmm. So, if all of those things would align perfectly and the funding would become available, we could see service in 2023-24. Mm-hmm. However, as we know, again, both at the federal and state level, there's a lot of other projects that are out there and other things that need funding and maybe get funding before we do. So. As we move along through the 30% design, I think we'll get a better sense of when we could actually move into operation. But again, a lot of that's going to come down to when we can secure the federal funding.
And you know better than anyone else, I think, what the needs of Chapel Hill and Carrboro and just the general community are in terms of transportation and public transit, not just now, but we've got a plan for 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. What are you looking at most specifically or most kind of urgently or immediately?
Yeah, well, I think the BRT project is one that kind of leads us into that direction. We have service challenges, but there's many areas where we can't just throw more buses at it because the more buses we put out there, they're just not able to meet the needs as they're not able to move through traffic and other challenges like that. Mm-hmm. So projects like Bus Rapid Transit that would allow buses to operate in some sections of where they have dedicated lanes or signal priority or those sort of things. Those are kind of the next steps that we need to start taking, not only in the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard corridor, but also looking at 15501, 54, other corridors as well, too. So those are the things that we need to do. The other thing is we have a decent level of service Monday through Friday. Our Saturday service is pretty minimal, and our Sunday service is basically non-existent. And so one of the things that we're really interested in is providing services that can help people move about our community 7 days a week. So we may not have the same level of service on Sunday or Saturday that we have during the weekday, but we need to have services that allow folks to be able to do that. And as we can kind of fill in that big gap over the next couple of years, starting to build on that and continuing to build out bus rapid transit or other type of advanced transit services for our communities is going to be important to us.
And you kind of started to speak to this anyway with 15501 and 54, but what's on tap for the future in terms of connecting Chapel Hill and Carrboro to the region at large, getting people back and forth between Durham and Orange, for instance?
Yeah, that's a great question. And again, we're really, Chapel Hill Transit is really focused on, you know, how do we move folks within Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and for the university. However, a big part part of what we do are folks coming into our community, helping move folks that come into our communities from other places. And now that the Durham Orange Light Rail project is not moving forward, that's something that we've got to think about again. The Orange County Transit Plan that identified not only the light rail project but other projects for the future is going to be revisited and reworked. And hopefully early this fall, we've got more of a pathway, kind of a framework and a pathway forward for how that could move forward and help identify what those priorities are for the future and making those important connections not only to Durham but other places throughout the Triangle.
That's a selfish question on my part. I live in Durham, and I looked one day, like, how long would it take me to get from my house to University Place? And it's a 20-minute drive along 54, and it's an annoying drive because, you know, there's a lot of traffic. It's more than an hour, close to an hour and a half. If I were to take the bus, I can get here, but it's a lot of planning, so I'll be following that conversation really closely. Speaking with Brian Litchfield, Chapel Hill Transit, other things that are on your mind or in the works for Chapel Hill Transit that we haven't been talking about yet?
Well, I've got a lot of things on my mind, but I don't know. We could be here for a while if we started talking about that. But I think, the important thing, a couple of the important things are encourage folks to pay attention to the North-South BRT project. Mm-hmm. Again, that's an important project that we're moving forward with. The short-range transit plan as we move forward, again, with sharing that preferred alternative with the community this fall. Really interested in folks being able to participate in that and share their thoughts and ideas. A lot of community engagement and involvement went into developing that alternative, and really would like to see that continue to move forward because it's got some neat things in there that our community has been asking for a really long time. I think those are the main things that we've got going at this time.
Celebrating 45 years this year, looking ahead to 45 and many more. Brian Litchfield, Chapel Hill Transit, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.